Hi, I'm Carl Azus, and this is CNN Student News. Today, December 5th, 2013, there's no such thing as the Soviet Union. When your parents were growing up, the USSR was huge. Literally, huge. When it existed from 1922 to 1991, the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics was, by area, the world's largest country. That was one nation made up of 15 republics. And as the Soviet Union broke up, those republics all became independent countries. Ukraine was one of them. Right now, it's in the middle of a political crisis. Protesters are in the streets demanding change in their government.
This isn't the first time Ukrainians have occupied Independence Square. Back in 2004, it was filled with people trying to overturn a presidential election result they didn't trust. It became known as the Orange Revolution, and it was successful. It triggered hope not just here, but across Europe and the United States that this former Soviet republic was firmly on the path to a democratic future. But that optimism didn't last. The man whose initial election victory was overturned by the Orange Revolution was this man, Viktor Yanukovych. But his opponents weren't very effective while in power. So in 2010, he made a striking political comeback, winning the presidential election. Since then, his critics say he has done little to fix the economy or corruption while using the courts to punish political rivals, most notably the former Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko, who's in jail, convicted of abusing power while in office. Yanukovych's support base is largely in the east of Ukraine, where people identify themselves more closely with Russia, both ethnically and culturally. The people who are on the streets calling for Yanukovych to go are mostly from the center and west of the country, those who see themselves more distinctly as Ukrainian and European. They were deeply disappointed when Yanukovych announced he would not be signing agreements that would have locked Ukraine in step with the European Union. What these people want are European standards in the economy, rule of law, and politics. Many think that Ukraine is a long way behind the other Eastern European countries that were once dominated by the Soviet Union as well. They believe a European future will bring greater prosperity and democracy, modernize the country, and ultimately improve everyone's quality of life. Phil Black, CNN, Kyiv.